A prequel to an opera is a rarity, but now Mozart's Magic Flute has one. It's called Queen of the Night, and Madison's Fresco Opera Company is going to be performing it Thursday, April 5th, Friday the 6th, Saturday the 7th, and Sunday the 8th at the Madison Masonic Center Auditorium. It's the world premiere of this work, and we have some of the principals with us to give us some insights and share some of the music. They are members of the Fresco Opera Company, and welcome.
Thank you.
They are, first of all, Melanie Kane, who plays the part of Apophis.
Correct.
And first, before we get into a bit of that character, what is the premise here about the Queen of the Night? We figured we want to know, how did she become such a dark figure in Mozart?
Right. So these characters were always such a mystery to me. I've sung in the Magic Flute, I think, three times, different roles each time. But I was always just confused at how these characters came to be. And they're so angry at each other and so in love with each other. And they have these relationships, but you really never know how they feel so deeply towards each other. There's not a backstory. So we're going to offer that backstory.
All right. And what about your character?
So my character, Apophis, is actually not in the Magic Flute for very long. I am the serpent that gets slayed right at the beginning by the three ladies in the Magic Flute. But in our prequel, Apophis has a big role of being sort of a early evil, or I kind of whisper in a lot of people's ears. And so in the aria I'll be singing today, it's called Steely Stars of the Steely Sky. And I am angry because I'm really always angry in this opera, but
it makes for some great arias.
Yes, exactly. In this aria, I'm casting a spell to allow Prince Tamino to cross into the realm of night. Because there is a line of from the day of realm of day to the realm of night, and I need him to cross it because I'm hoping that he will kill Sarastro, because I don't like his presence in the realm of night. He's too bright, he's too cheery. So I want Prince Tamino to kill him, and so in this aria I am casting a spell to allow him to cross into my realm. Sister stars of the steely sky, slip down to earth, intercede. Show mercy on this day-born spawn, who shall slay the rancid rays of day. May he throw our world back into darkness, where we have night see most clear. Let him cross this line into shadow.
Bit tongue-in-cheek, perhaps?
Oh, yes.
With all the anger notwithstanding. Well, these are performers with this brand-new opera, world premiere, coming up at the Madison Masonic Center Auditorium from Fresco Opera, and it's called Queen of the Night, the prequel to Mozart's Magic Flute. And one of the characters, prominent characters in both operas, and one who brings in the light, and therefore is disapproved of by the Queen of the Night, is up next. And this would be Jonathan Ten Brink as Sarastro. Now, what about his aria?
So his aria is called I am a Wanderer. That's a hard word to say. And he has wandered into the realm of night. And so this is his entrance aria.
Day, heaven, reason's fortress, that is where my heart beats boldest, swaddled in lightness. I am a wanderer from that other sphere, high priest of the temple of day. By loneliness, I set out into the wilderness with nothing but my song for company. It was a long journey, the earth slowly turning to twilight. But in my heart, this thought, the flame of a single candle, can light a thousand more.
The commanding presence of Sarastro in Queen of the Night. And that brings us to a duet in just a moment, but who, I should ask, is the composer of this music, Melanie?
The composer's name is Jordan Jenkins. He is from Chicago.
And has he done other operas?
What's his backstory? His first opera.
First opera?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I searched and searched for a composer that would... I asked them to write as if Mozart was alive today and influenced by things he might have heard over the past 300 years. So Jordan was
no
up
tall
for
order
it.
There.
So, yeah. So yes, he wrote an amazing score. It's just beautiful. So.
Now we'll have a duet, and that's going to bring back Jonathan Ten Brink and bring in also Caitlin Sisler, who plays the part of the Queen of the Night and Melanie.
So this duet is called My Brother Sister. The Queen and Sarastro have fallen for each other, as they do. But as with any relationship, they hit a bump in the road. And again, with most relationships, they break out into duet. Don't we all? So.
A single candle and let its flame blaze bright, but night has snuffed it out. No child should live without light. It calls against our law, it calls against our law. Against all law, wrong or right, beauty, Helen, is beauty destroyed? Beauty, Helen, beauty.
What's the name of that duet? Does it have a name?
It's called My Brother Sister. So just the very, very first lines of the song. So, yeah.
That's so often the case.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the voice of Caitlin Sisler, who plays the Queen of the Night in this prequel to Mozart's Magic Flute, this latter-day prequel. And now we'll bring her center stage for an aria from the Queen. And the premise of this aria is, where are we in the
opera? So this is a portion of the finale. So she's a bit upset at all the things that have happened over the past 2 hours and 5 minutes or so. And we won't give anything away, but she is asking for all the things in space to help her in her quest to destroy those that have wronged her. Mainly her lover. But, yeah.
That sounds all-encompassing. Not exactly a lyric opera, I'm guessing, based on what we've heard, but certainly one with a lot of power and a lot of intensity, and I'm guessing also no end of drama. The name of the opera is Queen of the Night, and it's the prequel to The Magic Flute by Mozart, some 200 and some years after the fact. And the question it raises is, how did the Queen of the Night become so evil? Fresco Opera is putting on the world premiere at the Madison Masonic Center Auditorium this coming April 5th. That's a Thursday at 7, Friday, April 6th at 8, Saturday, April 7th at 8, and Sunday, April 8th at 2. And if you go to Fresco Opera, you can find out all about it, including how to get tickets. And with me have been Melanie Kane, who plays part of Apophis, and we have also heard from Jonathan Ten Brink, who has the part of Sarastro. The Queen of the Night, sung just now by Caitlin Sisler. Our pianist has been Mark Wurzelbacher, and our engineer, Tom Blaine. And thanks for joining us, and enjoy the opera. I'm Norman Gilliland.